Braer Clan coach Ryan Finnerty. Finished off your pre-season here at the Sharks, hanging against the Sharks. Obviously a different kind of game for compared to your Aladdin Cup at the weekend. But how does that round out your pre-season?
Yeah, obviously our big thing is we don't want to pick up any bad habits here, but the guys had some fun. You know, the scoreline, you know, obviously was a bit of a runaway, but for us, you know, we're focusing in 3 days ahead in Belfast, and if guys can gain some confidence scoring goals here and take it into Saturday, that's a bonus for us.
And as I said, it's obviously different to us, the Argos, the Solar Sharks, different league, so that... Is it good that the Sharks do different things, so it's not what you expect, so you have to play differently?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough to play a structured game here. I thought the guys reacted well and made good decisions that aren't normally decisions we'd normally make or have to make. But I thought the guys moved the puck well. They supported the puck well. Obviously, offensively, I thought we were able to try a few different things, to try a few different lines, and get a couple different looks out there. But you know, at the end of the day, it was a good experiment, and hopefully everybody had fun watching it.
And as far as your summer goes, you've had a good summer, good recruitment. You're happy with obviously how your summer went?
Yeah, we're still missing. We got Kavanaugh comes in tomorrow, so we're still missing an import. But I think I'm excited with the depth we have in our forward lines, and I think we got a pretty tough back end and some guys that can move the puck. And Cavi's obviously a smaller power play guy, so he's going to round out what we need back there, a right shot, but. Overall, it was puts an end to our training camp here to say the least. It was a good display, and hopefully they gained some confidence.
And starting off as a nice general start against Belfast, and your own barn.
Yeah. Well, it's the best way to start. You bring back the league champions, and you know we rode them close every game last year. We never did beat them though. We found every way to lose, and you know I think it's a clean slate. It's a different team over there. It's a different team here, and it's going to be an exciting start. And obviously we'd like to get a win because then we're on the road for 4 weeks after.
And just looking at the league as a whole, I think everything seems to have stepped up. All the clubs, and particularly north of the border as well, the Scottish teams seem to have taken a step forward as well.
Yeah, I think we took a huge step last year as a group forward to close that gap from the upper echelon of Sheffield, Belfast and Nottingham. And I think this year, you know, everybody's improved again. You look at Fife and Dundee. I mean, Fife were the best team in the second half last year. You know, they went on an incredible run, and they retained a lot of those guys. So they're going to hit the ground running. I think expect them to be a strong side. You know, I think Edinburgh's improved, and you know, Hutchie's going to do a good job in Dundee. So all in all, I think the Scottish teams have taken a step again in the right direction. And now we'll come Saturday. I guess all the talking's done, and we'll see where everyone's at.
And just a quick word. Obviously, it shows that how far the Brayhead Club have come. 200 odd fans coming down the road for a midweek friendly game before the season starts. Great support you're getting now.
Yeah, we got a pretty special relationship with our fans. We put on a good, entertaining product on the ice in Brayhead, and they support it, and it's growing and growing every week. And like I said, there's a good fan player camaraderie there. They boys like playing for them. We like winning for them, and they like cheering for us. They're loud and proud, and I think they're the best in the league.